Business News, Ko Rero Kai Pākihi. Here's Giles Beckford. Kia ora, Giles.
Kia ora, Kim. Thank you, Atamari. In the news this morning, Z Energy takeover faces a hurdle or two, a crackdown on risky investments by the regulator, and the latest from the financial markets. Australian fuel company Ampol's bid to buy Z Energy faces a hurdle or two to get past before it's a done deal. Z Energy's board is backing the slightly sweetened $2 billion takeover offer, with Ampol planning to leave Z to operate much as it does now, as well as sell the gold petroleum business. Z Energy Chief Executive Mike Bennett says apart from the necessary shareholder approval, the bid will need to meet a new requirement, which is whether the deal is in the national interest.
The reason, as I understand it, this particular element of the approval process was brought in was to ensure that there was not examples where, in a COVID-like environment, that overseas investors were being opportunistic in their decisions to come into the New Zealand market and make an investment.
However, Forsyth Barr's senior equity analyst Andrew Harvey-Green says some may see the offer as cheap.
Investors have been wary about Z's ability to deliver on growth aspirations for a period of time, and so that's been factored in. Having said that, if you believed Z was able to achieve the growth that it sort of set out at its investor day in July, the offer looks relatively soft.
Andrew Harvey-Green says a bigger hurdle may be finding a buyer for Ampol's 110 Gull fuel stations, which it's committed to sell as part of that takeover offer. The Financial Markets Authority is cracking down on high-risk derivative sector that places customers and their money at risk. It's just censured a firm, a foreign exchange corporation, for not holding minimum levels of assets and not checking if their customers knew what they were investing in. The authority's Director of Supervision, James Gregg, says it's looking closely at the high-risk investment sector and there's plenty of room for improvement.
I mean, in this particular case where FIRMA wasn't maintaining their net total assets, the required level, that's a pretty straightforward one that firms should be on top of. The other area that we are most concerned with is any co-mingling or intermingling of client monies with, you know, the firm monies. That's an area where we've also seen some deficiencies, and that is absolutely an area that we will take action if we see that sort of misconduct.
The derivatives for the uninformed are futures contracts, swaps and options. They're regarded as inappropriate for most retail investors, but you will see them advertised on primetime TV. The APEC economic grouping is being suggested as a way to open up regional borders and get business travel in particular resuming. An official of the 21-member Asia-Pacific Economic Cooperation says the group should cooperate on setting region-wide rules on testing, vaccines and border controls. Dennis Hugh of the APEC Policy Unit in Singapore says there's a confusing mess of rules amongst the group's members and agreed flexible risk-based rules are needed. He says one option is the already established APEC business travel card, which has been used to speed up travel among members.
In APEC, we do have the APEC business travel card, for example, and that's right now restricted to just business people. But one of the ideas that's been out is that whether we could put some biometric health information and make it much more of a, like a digital health pass, and for and expand and scale up that beyond just business travelers to include other types of essential workers.
That's Dennis Hugh of the APEC Policy Unit. Have a look at financial markets now, and on Wall Street, it's just turned negative in the past half hour, 45 minutes. Rising energy prices, inflation fears seems to have got the better of investors, so all the main indices are down about a third of a percent. Our own top 50 index starts today just over the 13,000 level after falling 67 points yesterday. New Zealand dollar, 69.4 US cents, 94.4 Australian, 51 British pence, 0.60 euro, 78.7 Japanese yen and 4.48 yuan. And crude oil up $1.40, that's 1.7% at $83.80 US a barrel, close to a three-year high. And gold is down a couple of dollars at $1,755 US dollars an ounce. Time just to tell you that the economists David Carr, Joshua Angrist and Guido Imbens have won the 2021 Nobel Economics Prize for their work on natural experiments showing real-world economic impacts in areas such as minimum wage increases and Castro-era Cuba migration policies.